A fictional special agent learns how to get his man in the Middle East Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The Kingdom is a rip from today's headlines thriller. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Duran has this review.
The Kingdom has some power, but not enough sense. Set in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, this is a film about American good guys going toe-to-toe with heartless followers of the dreaded Abu Hamza, terrorist extraordinaire. Directed by Peter Berg, the film almost literally opens with a bang. That would be the sound of huge bombs going off in an American housing compound in Riyadh, killing and wounding hundreds who'd gathered to watch a softball game. A softball game, for heaven's sake. Is nothing sacred to these people? Back in Washington, the special agent played by Jamie Foxx is determined to put together one of those crack FBI investigative teams that exists almost exclusively in Hollywood's dreams.
It's quite probably the work of Abu Hamza.
If there was ever time for us to put boots on Saudi sands...
There's no way, Adam. They will never allow it.
State Department. We are in agreement with the Saudi security assessment that any additional American presence on Kingdom soil represents reckless risk.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
What's that?
You hang tight. I'm going to go get access.
Once in country, the Americans have so little freedom to investigate that they're forced to spend their time reading books like The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Quran and bickering with the Saudis about who's in charge.
You cannot question anyone without me present, touch a dead Muslim, or leave my sight at any time. Your safety is my primary concern.
I thought your primary concern would be the investigation.
And you would be mistaken.
But when the Americans' presence comes to the attention of those evildoers, the investigators become targets themselves. There is no getting around the effectiveness of the Kingdom's final half hour, where, aided by slick editing, good and bad fight to the death in the most vivid hand-to-hand way. Unfortunately, that is not the end of the story. For though this film wants us to feel we're watching something relevant, if time or effort was spent on character development, it is not apparent. Also unfortunate is the film's determination to blatantly play on our emotions. The Kingdom is a film that doesn't want us to think, doesn't trust us to feel on our own, and is willing to strip the narrative of nuance like it was a disease. Despite nods to right-thinking Saudis, the Kingdom's heart is in its vivid portrait of malevolent Arabs. That means you'll feel your humanity being diminished as you watch all those evildoers getting blown away.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.